This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rebecca Roberts in for Leon Hansen. Cookbooks seem to fall into two categories. On the one hand are those gorgeous, glossy food porn that you'd never dream of actually using for fear you'd splatter sauce on them, and you probably couldn't use them if you tried because they start with instructions like, first make your own duck stock. On the other hand are the so-called easy cookbooks, which you wouldn't mind spilling on at all, but they rely a little too much on the slightly icky shortcuts like canned vegetables and cream of mushroom soup. Well, into that breach steps best-selling food writer Pam Anderson and her new cookbook, Perfect One-Dish Dinners, All You Need for Easy Get-Togethers. Pam Anderson joins me from the studios of, appropriately enough, Cake Mix recording in Dallas, Texas. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you, Rebecca.
So other than the obvious, you know, cutting down on dishwashing, why one-dish dinners?
Well, I taught a cooking class a few years back, and a woman raised her hand and said to me, Pam, I can make one dish just fine. But when you start throwing in side dishes and vegetables and sauces and fancy desserts, I just get overwhelmed and shut down. And I paid attention to that woman. And actually, I started incorporating this way of cooking into my own lifestyle and realized this is it. Just make one big, splashy, beautiful, gorgeous, delicious, memorable dish. And you don't need to spend a lot of time on the other things. People will remember that dish, they'll enjoy that dish, and the rest can be very simple.
Well, the book is organized sort of thematically, but then within the sections, there's a meal, you know, a main dish, appetizer, sometimes a salad, and a dessert, rather than a whole section of appetizers, a whole section of main dishes. Why organize it that way?
Because I think people want it pretty simple these days. They just want to look at a book and have it kind of laid out and figured out for them. But if you've got just a tiny bit more time, you can do something really impressive, you know, a really beautiful appetizer and a dessert to go with that. And in fact, most of the appetizers and desserts have what I call an instant alternative, meaning I understand that life happens. The dog gets sick. You have to pick up the kids up unexpectedly at school, and that dessert you wanted to make isn't going to happen. In many of the cases, I take some of the same ingredients and create what I call an instant alternative. For example, I've got these beautiful little cakes in the book that start with a shortcake, actually. You fill it with some raspberry jam and top it with some toasted almonds and make a cream cheese lemon curd frosting for the little cakes. Very simple. But the instant alternative is to take that jar of lemon curd and simply streak it into some premium vanilla ice cream and top it with the same raspberries that you would have used to garnish the cakes. So I give people permission to do those kinds of things too.
Well, also, even on the more complicated recipes, there are shortcuts that I got to tell you, some of them I'll use forever. I mean, I made the lemony seafood pasta salad, and the instructions say to throw the seafood into the pasta water and boil it with the pasta for the last minute or so, which is nothing short of brilliant.
You can use that technique for any kind of pasta that you're making. Like if you want to make a vegetable pasta, you don't have to cook the vegetable separately. Just throw it in with the pasta. It is great.
Another recipe I liked was the Parmesan muffins with prosciutto and basil. I actually made them for the weekend staff here at NPR. But I realized as I was making them, you know, it's basically a biscuit dough. But instead of intimidating people with the rolling it out and cutting it with the 2-inch cutter, you call for just scooping the dough into a muffin tin.
Yeah, I am a real cook. I'm not somebody out there kind of creating something, you know, dishes in a lab somewhere. I really live the having people over life. So one of my tricks I really love is this heavy-duty roasting pan, which I use throughout the book a lot because I'm often cooking for 6, 8, 10 people. And the heavy-duty roasting pan doubles your surface. You can cook so much more quickly that way. In a lot of the stews, you know, you have to brown your meat, you know, and you're sitting there for, and it takes a long time to brown meat in a pot, batch after batch. If you do it in the roasting pan, you can generally get it done in one batch. And that's an incredible time saver, I think.
Well, I saw some recipes that you make the starch underneath the meat in the same roasting pan together. I haven't tried that yet. I'm a little bit dubious that the rice actually becomes rice in the roasting pan.
It absolutely does. Well, of course, you put some broth in there too. But the great thing about that is not you're getting your roast and your side dish in the same pan, because that's the whole point. But the drippings from the roast go down into the side dish and flavor it as well. So it makes it especially delicious. I love the chorizo stuffed pork loin roasted over the black beans and rice. Oh my goodness, are the black beans and rice delicious there. And then, of course, one of my favorites also is the festive roast chicken and stuffing, because I roast the chicken parts right in the bread stuffing in the roasting pan. I think that's going to be my new Thanksgiving main dish this year.
Although also the portion sizes, I mean, most of them are 4-8. You're assuming people are using these to entertain?
Well, it's really meant for both. When I initially conceived the book, I was thinking not entertain, but, you know, those casual gatherings that you have on the weekend where you just have people over on Sunday night, for, you know, Sunday afternoon, watch a football game, or people over on Saturday night, or, you know, your daughter and son-in-law are coming over for dinner, that sort of event. But a lot of people really are using the book for weeknight cooking, because you make one meal and then people are saying, especially with a lot of these recipes, the leftovers are even better than the first time around. So people are using it for one weeknight meal and then enjoying the second part of it later on in the week.
Pam Anderson is the author of Perfect One-Dish Dinners. She joined us from the studios of Cake Mix Recording in Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can find recipes for the dishes we talked about, including that mouthwatering chorizo-stuffed pork loin, on our website, nbr.org.